I should have never applied. I don't belong in enterprise. I thought the limit was the sky. Not selling other people rise. Now I'm trying to sell a lie. Then I'm here for the long ride.
As soon as I blow up this,
as soon as I blow up this, straight to the runway. Got some people who gon' say that I'm going the wrong way, cause they didn't go their own way. You must think that I'm you. Try to take all my fun away. I just get them a pump fake. I know some people gon' hate, but I can't let them dictate how I play my game, how I shoot. Let me see your hands, raise the roof. Can I get a hand on masseuse? Never sell my soul just to get some fans. Got a ceiling fan in my room. I feel like Boosie when I zoom. I do all my problems like balloons. Let them go and send them to the moon. Then I watch them go up like Elijah. Then I start to pray like our father. I got something real strong in my bottle. Like not strong enough for my problems. And my favorite excuses, I got it. When I don't wanna talk, I switch the topic. Not afraid to die, they know I'm about it. Cause you can't get to heaven on a rocket. I need to stop and focus on surviving. Focus on what I think in my
life. What goes on in my head like
toboggan. I know God got his only begotten. But sometimes why I feel so forgotten.
All right. Yeah. What up, people? Welcome to the ET Podcast, episode 75.
Yep.
Three quarters.
Yeah.
That is crazy, man. 75 episodes.
Every week. We've been doing this for almost 2 years now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, well, no. Year and a half.
No, almost 2 years.
Year and a couple months.
It'll be 2 years in February.
February, so that's,
so that's why I say
August, September, October, November, December, January, February.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, as you know, welcome to our episode. Blah blah blah.
Gosh.
But this is the ET episode, and we got a really special. Well, I don't know if it's special. It's just a very interesting.
Sure, it's special.
Talk. So, yes, as you know, my name is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
Let's do this.
And let's definitely do this.
And, so Eric had something interesting.
Yeah, we don't either. You can't talk today.
Eric had something interesting that he wanted to talk about, and that is basically superpowers.
Yeah. I don't know. I just got the idea, I guess, because I've been... I haven't been really watching a lot of Avenger movies, but I just thought about it. Like, it's interesting. Or actually, I remember why. It came with a conversation of talking about how much can your spirit take, you know? Mm. Like, if we see in the story of, like, the guy that was possessed by
demons.
Legion of Demons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine how much... It's a lot. Like, I think... a legion back then, like in the Roman, it was 5,000 soldiers or something like that. So imagine legions of demons in this person's body that's possessed. Mm-hmm. And it didn't say legions, you know, multiple. So it's crazy to think, you know, how much it can, you know, your spirit can actually take.
Yeah.
So I got that idea, you know, like, you know, Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I thought maybe you got it from Ghost Rider because on the first one of the enemies was called Legion.
Oh.
So and he had a bunch of demons in him. So
yeah. No, but yeah, and I mean, you know, how much can our spirituality can actually take, like our spirit, You know, obviously mm-hmm. we all know that we are 3-part beings, flesh, soul, and
spirit, soul, and body.
And spirit. Yep. Yeah. So. You know, and not just that, but, you know, even going further, you know, like even going to like, oh, how much percentage can our brain take? You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't even use more than like 3% or 6% or whatever it is. But I know it's somewhere around that range.
I think they say if you use 10% of your brain, then you're considered a genius.
Yeah. Like Albert Einstein.
Insane.
Yeah. So imagine that's just like a short fraction of 100% capacity of brain. So,
well, do you want to end up like Lucy?
Yeah, she basically becomes, a god.
I was gonna say nothing, but it's like
she's everywhere.
I don't know what she turned into, like, you know.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen that movie, it's Lucy, where it's a woman that basically apparently gets infected with this thing and makes her reach her full 100% capacity in her brain.
I think she died too.
No, she doesn't. She did not. She didn't die. Because
I thought it was like because she used 100% of her brain, it was like almost like death.
No, because didn't you see what it was? Like,
she like turned into like this sludge.
No, right? At the end of the movie, she like, I guess like a couple people like got a text message saying, I can see you. Like she was like rounding, like anyways.
That's creepy.
But what we're talking about is the three crazy events that happen to human beings in flesh in this world that could basically be from like a science fiction movie. So one of the first things that we're going to talk about, it's teleportation. Now there is an example here in Acts, actually. So this is in Acts 8:26 through 40. It says, Philip led an Ethiopian Enoch to faith in Christ. After the Enoch was baptized, it says here, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the Enoch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus. I guess that's just a city. Yeah, it appeared at Azotus. Yep, so...
I don't know how to... I'm not even going to try to...
Yeah, I think that's how you say it. It's just another city. So basically, and here it says, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the Enoch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus. Now, obviously, I mean, I guess you can really, it could be on your own, I guess, how you want to, how can I say it?
Interpret.
Because
it sounds like teleportation.
Yeah. I mean, it could be an example. Because, I mean, it says here the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. Like, what do you think of that?
Sounds like instant transmission. Sounds like Dragon Ball Z.
I want you to read this though, because I had a couple difficulty on pronouncing these words.
Let me see.
So can you see part? Right here? Just this, basically, this line right here.
God is omnipotent and omnipresent.
Go ahead.
Teleportation would therefore definitely be within his ability. Whether the two examples above are genuine.
Well, which is obviously that one with Philip and...
Yeah, they said it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, is within God's ability to do so, because he's everywhere. Because he knows it all. And go ahead.
It's like when Jesus went to heaven.
Right.
You know, they say it was at the speed of thought. Because if he went at the speed of light, he would still be on his way to heaven now.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So, because if you think about it, how fast does a thought come or go?
You know? Yo, that is a whole different realm right there.
Yeah.
So if it was at a speed of light, he would still be on his way.
Still be on his way.
That is so crazy. I never thought about that.
And that was 2,000 years ago, plus 2,000 plus years ago.
That is insane, bro.
Yeah.
Where that's a whole new thing that I never thought about.
Jesse Duplantis was explaining that, and I was like,
so that's like a whole different, that's a whole different speed then.
Yeah. The speed of thought.
Like you can just think about it and then you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that is so crazy.
Yep.
Wow. That just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Speed of thought. If it was speed of light, Jesus literally would be still going on his way.
2020. And he's still on his way to heaven. He's like, Father, I'm almost there. You know, he's just like,
like that is crazy. Speed of thought. Teleportation, man.
Yeah.
You can think, I'm going to be here in China. And
like I said, that's why they, on Dragon Ball Z, it was called instant transmission, because it's like, It was like, all right, I got to get over there. They hit the, actually, I got the sound on here somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah. Instant transmission. Yeah.
We're out.
So.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So.
Oh, not anymore. Sorry, that was just a
ding, 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 ding.
It's all good. We should keep it because I might use it.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's from Toy Story. Yeah. Anyway.
Yo, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Speed of thought.
Yep.
Now, the question is, do you think it's possible?
Yes.
As humans trying to figure out a way to go and do it, do you think it's possible?
Now, all right. I heard this story.
Yep.
I can't remember where I heard it from. There was a monk.
Okay.
I think he was recently converted to Christianity.
Okay.
And he was heavy, you know, monks and stuff, they're heavy on meditation. He meditated to the point where he levitated and went out the window of a church. I cannot remember who told that story,
uh-huh,
or if it was true or made up, but I think at he got banned from the church because every time he would meditate, he would start levitating and break stuff by accident.
Dude, that is crazy.
Yeah. Because they're so heavy on meditation, you know, the hum. And then he became a Christian. It's just like, oh, you guys meditate too. This would be easy. So, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, once he became a Christian, he actually had power.
Uh-huh.
That's the only difference.
That is crazy, dude.
That's
just to think about that.
All he needed was Christianity, was to believe in Jesus and believe that Jesus is God's, you know, son.
That is crazy.
God is the one, you know, Christianity is the actual, not religion,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, that's the truth. That's, dude, all it took.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I was watching, and I, honestly, you know, you can't really verify the truth and to some of these stories, but I also now think about it. I heard of another story like that where there was this like guard or whatever in like Vietnam or whatever that basically like fell asleep, mm-hmm, right, and he just basically laid back, and after that he woke up in the city of Mexico. And nobody knew like how that happened. Like it just basically he just laid and basically ended up in a whole different city.
Yeah.
There is another one right here. It says the founding legend of the kingdom of Champa in present day Vietnam. I think this is the one, but it might be. It refers to Lady Pho Nagar and her children who magically disappeared from China and reappeared at Nha Trang.
Hmm.
That is crazy. But I don't know. I mean, they also talk about like wormholes where like, you know, it's like a kind of like a whole different dimension or whatever that,
mm-hmm,
I guess is like you can go ahead and like. So I guess how they put it was like if you put a piece of paper, you know how it's flat, mm-hmm, and basically you have the two edges. Like how can you connect one point from two to another point? So you bent in time.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever,
yeah. Yeah, I've heard
that connects it. So I don't know. That's another thing. But I think that's more for like time traveling. But anyways,
another thing I was gonna say, another aspect of like having like real superpowers is tongues. If you think about it,
mm-hmm,
when we speak in tongues, it's not an earthly language,
right?
You know, and you could say something in tongues, but it would translate perfectly to another language.
Okay, yeah.
Which is absolutely crazy because, you know, I've heard stories about people that were praying in tongues and they're in a foreign country. And then the person, somebody over there is like, what did you just say? And it's just like they understood like the person was speaking in tongues, but what the other person that was around them was hearing was their language.
The language.
Perfectly.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
Then it'll be something that was like specific to their life or something like that. Like I always think that's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, and even thinking about it, I mean, you can really give credit to obviously the Holy Spirit that can actually make this happen.
Right.
You know what
and,
I mean?
And nobody has the same tongue. Nobody, right. Nobody's tongue sounds the same when they speak in tongues.
That is crazy.
You know.
So imagine just that itself, like, and I'm sure there's millions of people that have or that speak in tongues.
Right.
And it's not, like you said, it's not the same. So imagine like the capacity that obviously, you know, the Spirit's capacity itself that even gives us that power. Like even Jesus himself said that we were going to do greater things than what he has already done.
I still can't imagine that. And I know it's an issue on my part, but yeah. I have a very hard time imagining that.
But I'm guessing what he meant. I mean, sometimes obviously, he did a lot of crazy stuff, but I'm guessing some of the stuff that even can be considered is even what we're doing now, doing greater things than what he has done. Because, I mean, back then he never had this technology. So us even using this technology and being able to be heard around the globe, that could be something that he probably couldn't do, but we did, or we're doing. Or anything, or you know, just
well,
he could have. Well, yeah, obviously, you know, yeah. his preachings obviously they go all around, but just you know, doing like a live stream. Obviously, he did not have that, so he had to walk from place to place
and
to do it. You know what I mean?
The thing is, I feel like that's so insignificant compared to stuff that he did.
Well,
and maybe that's again, maybe that's just a bad way of thinking. But
yeah, I mean,
like the ability to call somebody. Like to FaceTime my family back in North Carolina,
right?
Just seems so insignificant to walking on water.
Well, yeah, I mean,
people from the dead like that. That's like low level.
I mean, I view it that way. But I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, who doesn't want to walk on water?
Yeah.
All right. Who was the second person that walked on water, other than Jesus?
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is. Another, I mean, we can actually put this in there too, because that's another crazy thing that, like, I mean, he did. He had faith, and he did, and he walked on water.
And the thing is, too, though, but the only way he could achieve that was by looking at Jesus.
Exactly.
As soon as he looked at the water and everything storm. Around him, it was like, oh, no, I'm going to die.
And
it's
that's
like, all right.
Fine. And see, that's where your human.
Yeah.
You know, your human self, it comes out to be, you know, it just obviously sees the reality.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but
I know how it's going to sound. And I'm going to say it.
Just so, go ahead. Yeah.
Sometimes I hate being human.
Why?
Because I hear of all the things that we can accomplish that our spirits, you know, can accomplish and stuff, you know. And it's like the human element holds us back a lot of the times.
Yeah.
So, but it's just like, I would rather be fully spirit.
Right.
You know, I know that day is coming, but it's just like right now, this human thing is just.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely holds us back a lot. But at the same time, I feel that, you know, I don't know who said this, but it was like, I have my feet on the earth, but my spirit up in heavens.
Mm-hmm.
In which, I mean, you can honestly, and I guess the reason why I came up to with this subject or topic is because it's crazy to think the power that we can actually achieve if we start moving away from reality. I mean, obviously not fully like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not going to, you know, just, you know what I mean? Obviously, there has to be some type of balance, but being able to just achieve the spirituality side and having the Holy Spirit guide you, which will allow you to do all these greater things, mm-hmm. rather than just being in your car, in your flesh, you know.
Right.
And I
right.
and I feel like as Christians, dude, I guess it's kind of hard to do that, or to accomplish that. Honestly.
Yeah. Because it's just mm-hmm. it's like.
and the crazy thing is that I feel like it's because I guess and I'm talking about my own. You know, my own opinion, my own personal self,
mm-hmm.
because I feel that sometimes it is difficult to know, because think about a secular person that does not know nothing, right?
Right.
It's just living its life, you know, just doing whatever, mm-hmm. you know, they're living whatever.
Yeah.
Without knowing about God, about the spirituality, about this realm and all those stuff. So I feel like sometimes it's really hard as a Christian to get to this side onto like living fully like in Christ,
right,
and in the spirit.
Yeah.
Because we know those two things. And it's right. kind of like a clash, you know, in between.
You know what's going on. Like, you're more yeah. aware than somebody who only knows one way of thinking.
And it makes it difficult. And it makes it really difficult because, you know, and also there's, I mean, stories of like, you know, like Satan worshipers or whatever, that they can reach a certain like a spiritual level. They can do certain things. I don't know if I told you about this story that it's actually a testimony of this guy. I'll go ahead and try to look up the name of this dude, but he was an ex-Satanist. And he gave a story in which he basically, he would always, everywhere he would go, he would use a single $100 bill for everything he wanted to do. So like if he wanted to go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. he would pay with that $100 bill. And then he would basically call that $100 bill back into his pockets, and it would always appear. And he even had a nickname for that $100 bill. His name was Pepe.
Oh, I've heard that name before.
Yeah. But in every purchase he made, he would always use the same $100 bill, and he would always call that same $100 bill back into his pocket. And it's crazy stuff like that, you know? Dude, honestly, I mean... And
the fact that we as Christians don't see stuff like that is just like...
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't understand, like, why is it so difficult for us as Christians to, you know, do these signs and wonders and stuff, but then a Satanist or a regular person in the world or whatever is just nothing.
But that's what I mean, is because we always have that clash in between our flesh and good deeds. And honestly, to be honest, like anybody that could tell me that it's not that it's hard to do evilish and bad things, it's a liar.
Right. Right.
You know, it's what I mean?
Too easy.
It's too easy. So imagine if you put your full dedication onto doing something crazy like that.
Right. That's why the Bible says submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee.
Yeah, but I mean, and obviously, I mean, we're not.
And when you resist something, especially if it's like a struggle, it takes like every fiber of your being.
Right.
Like if it's that thing that you know, every time you're presented with that and you try to resist it, it's like this, like, it's like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
When he was trying to keep the boat together. He was like, ah. Like, you know,
yeah,
it's like that, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, and obviously the thing is that, like I said, it's easy to do those things. And as sad as it is, I mean, the devil in a way also has in a way power to do certain things. So imagine if you get bribed with like glory and fame mm-hmm. and money and all this stuff. I mean, you would end up doing some crazy stuff just to accomplish those things. And I mean, eventually, I mean, you start realizing and seeing that, you know, the spiritual realm is actually real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fake. I mean, all these science fiction movies with like all these demons and all this crazy stuff.
It came from somewhere.
It came from somewhere, like from someone's imagination, and whose imagination was from someone that had that channeled into that from a dream or whatever. There's actually this artist. I was talking to somebody about that. That there's this artist, this Russian artist. I'm not going to pronounce his name because it's so freaking difficult. But he basically draws his dreams, and they're just complete like demon looking things. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That's just like I think about dude who made Hereditary and Midsommar and stuff. Why is his stuff always got to do with like demons,
right?
Witchcraft, Satanism. It's always got to do something.
Exactly. With, you know, and where is getting that inspiration from?
Exactly.
Of course. Dang, we really breezed through all this stuff and we're not even halfway done. I mean, we can even do like a part two so people can hunger for what we're going to say next.
Yeah.
Get you guys what is that word? Excited to follow for the second episode. I mean, I guess part two for this. I mean, because we still got two more things to go over.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, I don't want to say them. What do you think? Should we go over them or should we put it for part two, man?
Let's do part two.
Let's do part two for it.
Yeah.
Because
it's too much, many different ways it can go. We were talking about superpowers, but then it
just
kind of went in other directions.
Right.
I don't even know what to call this episode now.
Yo, spiritual realm. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not, we'll think about something dope for you guys, but if you guys are interested, you know, thank you guys for, I think it was Kathy and other people that actually responded to us actually doing...
the last episode.
Yeah, live streaming. So we're definitely going to consider that. I think it would be pretty cool. Probably have to change a couple of things out, but...
Yeah.
But I think it's something doable. And thank you for responding and also anybody commenting. And also for this, I mean... We're going to post something and we're going to try to be, you know, more active on social media. So definitely keep posting on what you guys, whenever you guys hear this and any updates or whatever you guys want to talk about, definitely we will do that. So
for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So episode 75, almost say 74. We'll come up with a title. At some
point. Well.
This has been the ET Podcast. Oh, wait. Sorry. Follow us. Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify. Still trying to figure everything out with Anchor. We'll be on Google Podcast. Google Podcasts and other places too. Pretty much we're just going to have this available anywhere that you can think of. Eventually. And I know I feel like I said this a while ago too, and I didn't make it happen, but this time I figured out how to do it. And so, yeah.
Sweet. And, awesome.
We're out.